Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
Emotions. So what happens, you know, how do you feel after you make a decision? Whenever you're like, you made an emotional decision, how do you feel? That's the question I want to ask you. It never feels good whenever you like, you're faced with some kind of disagreement or somebody's treating you a certain way, looking at you a certain way, and then you respond similar to the action or the response that was given to you. And then after you do that, you immediately think, oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? And look, it's just natural. I mean, everybody does it. It's like, it's not anything new. The key is that some people hide it better than others, but the ones that don't hide it are the ones that you're thinking about right now. You're probably not thinking about yourself because you're assuming that you hide it better than everybody else. But look, here's the key. The hard facts of truth is that it happens to everybody. But I want to tell you something, a key that I use that I've learned over the years, how I can better govern and control my emotions before I make a decision or before I react. Because here's what I want you to know is that you can, listen to me closely, you can control your actions. You can. Like, you have the authority, you have the power to control your actions. And it's in that controlling of your actions you gain more wisdom. You see what I'm saying? You look at people and you say, wow, that person's full of wisdom. No, that person just learned how to govern their emotions and able to think properly. Because we're all born with a sense of wisdom. We all have that gift. The deal is that not everybody can control their emotions and can think logically, because when those emotions are heightened, you don't think logically anymore. You start rationally thinking and then reacting out of that mindset and that state of mind. Look, guys, this is key. Like, what I'm talking about right now can literally change your relationships. It can change how you get promoted within your business. I mean, on your job, friendships, finance. I mean, all, like, this one thing that I'm talking about can literally change and alter your life a slight degree that can give you a better lens of how you see life. Like, this is super key here. But here's the key. The key is that you have to first become aware of what it is that gets under your skin. What is it that causes you to emotionally react? What is it? What is that one thing that causes you to react? What is it? I mean, maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a boss. Maybe it's a supervisor. I don't know what it is, but you got to find out what is that one thing that you know, if faced right now, will get under your skin and cause you to act a certain way or cause you to react a certain way. I need you to think about that. Identify it. Now I want you to write it down. If you're driving, okay, you can't write it down. But if you listen to this video and you're sitting down, I want you to become keenly aware of it, meaning I want you to put it down, take it out of your mind and put it on paper. I want you to write it down. Now I want you to look at it. Good morning. I want you to look at it and think about now, when are those times that it gets under your skin? When are those moments in your life that it happens? I want you to write that down. When are those moments when it happens to you? Whenever you start feeling that emotion rising up in you and you know you're about to do something that you don't want to do, I want you to write that down. Now, I also want you to think about or write down, how will you respond differently when that happens? This is the key. Because now you're consciously making a decision. Now you're aware of it, okay? You have it written down, you're aware of it. You know in exact moments these things happen, this takes place. Now I want you to write down, how will you respond differently in that situation or in that moment? I want you to decide, like, what are you going to do? So maybe it's instead of frowning, you're gonna smile. Maybe instead of blurting out, you're gonna hold your speech. Maybe instead of shaking your head, you're gonna smile. Maybe instead of retaliating. You're going to simply just, maybe it's a slight gesture of, hey, look, I, at this moment, I can't do this at this moment. I'm going to go ahead and walk away and I'm going to come back. Or maybe we can revisit this a little later. You see, that is now you're in control of your emotions and your actions. Now you're in control. You're choosing to do something before it ever happens. So now you're not reacting, you're proactive, and you're now setting the course in the direction of your life and how you're perceived, how you're handled, how you're looked upon, respect is gained, all because you're able to control your emotions. You see, people that lead organizations, large organizations, are able to control their emotions. They're able to control their actions. They don't just react. They think and they become aware before they react. You see, and that's the key for you guys. So think about it, while you're in your job, maybe you're flipping patties, maybe you work at a fast food restaurant. Like this affects everybody. And your coworkers not doing their job properly according to your standards or your expectations, and you start treating them a different way. What if, and that's the thing that aggravates you and causes you to react on that person. What if you choose a different reaction instead of a negative reaction? Maybe you choose to create a positive reaction and encourage them. Now that changes everything. Because see, people, they want respect and they want to be acknowledged, but they are not. The problem is that they're reacting not in a way that gains respect. They're reacting in a way that says, it just pushes people away. But your intentions are good, but your reactions are bad. I'll say that again, your intentions are good, but your reactions are bad. And people judge you based on your reactions, not your intentions. We can't see intentions, we can only see reactions. And that's why this is key. Is that your intentions and your heart may be, it can even be off, but if your reaction is different, people will respect you for that. So I need you to think about this. This is key. Because you can't govern people if you can't manage your reactions. If you can't manage your emotions. Hey, good morning, sir. And that's the key, is that you have to be able to govern your emotions, manage those emotions, control it, and look, and think about the situation. Think about what you're going to do before it happens. Think about it. You choose your reactions. You choose how people perceive you. You have to become keenly aware of that in order to do that. But I just gave you some keys here. That write down that thing. Identify when it is that it gets on, that thing gets under your skin. Write it down. Jot down what you normally do. Okay? When's that moment that it actually happens? What is it? When does it happen? And then now write down how you're going to choose to respond differently in those situations. And it doesn't matter your position. It doesn't matter where you are in life, your position in life. Look, this is going to ultimately really alter the direction of your life. If you can get this, I'm telling you, if you can get this key, if you can garnish this, if you can really gain this in your mindset, I'm telling you, it's going to change everything for you. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to change everything for you. This is one of those keys in my life that's ultimately changed the direction of my life. And now I'm trusted with more people. I'm trusted in overseeing larger organizations. I'm trusted and respected by a number of people, all because I think before I react. I choose my actions before I react. That's the key, guys. Look. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.